Last fall, California's bold climate protection law, AB 32, was challenged by a ballot measure, Proposition 23, that would have erased it. It was soundly defeated at the polls, but now a dozen California congressional representatives, all of them Republicans, are supporting a like-minded effort to rein in the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Dan Lashoff, Climate Center Director for the National Resource Defense Council, explains it's being done through a quartet of bills that would block the EPA from updating its clean air standards.
The bills in question would prevent the Environmental Protection Agency from reducing pollution from power plants, large industrial facilities, and other sources. By blocking the EPA, the lawmakers would be allowing polluters to continue emitting unsafe amounts of cancer-causing toxic soot and smog pollutions from cement plants, as well as unlimited amounts of carbon dioxide from most large sources.
This is not just an environmental or climate-related issue, as Brenda Afzal, a registered nurse and climate policy coordinator for the group Healthcare Without Harm. It also directly affects public health.
Failure to allow the EPA to safeguard our air supply condemns thousands of people with asthma and other chronic illnesses, including our children, to increase acute health episodes, leading to hospital visits, driving up the cost of health care, and increasing the nation's already epidemic levels of chronic disease.
One of the four bills would block the EPA from reducing emissions from cement-making plants. The other three set varying limits, including a permanent ban, on the agency's ability to regulate carbon pollution. Together, they have 123 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives, who collectively have received millions in campaign contributions from the coal, oil, and gas industries, electric utilities, and mining interests.
Here are the stakes. More than 24 million Americans with asthma, including over 7 million children, are at increased risk of health consequences if the 123 U.S. House members in 35 states are successful in preventing the EPA from updating the Clean Air Act. These lawmakers collectively have received over $27 million from polluters, including a number of major polluters that have made stopping the EPA a high priority.
Ironically, Lashoff adds, these businesses may actually stand to benefit from the changes they oppose.
Every time new pollution standards have been proposed by EPA, the big polluters have said it would be economic ruin and cost jobs. And every time they've proven to be wrong. In fact, reducing pollution has created new industries and environmental controls and clean technology. And that is exactly what will happen this time if we move forward with these sensible safeguards.
And California's recent experience offers another cause for pause, if just from a purely political perspective.
Proposition 23, it was rejected by a majority of not just Democrats, but a majority of independents and Republicans as well.
The NRDC has also compiled a list of the number of children with asthma living in the districts of each of the supporting representatives in California. They range from 28,000 around Santa Barbara to more than 312,000 in the Long Beach area. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.